Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely and without endangering yourself or others?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you. And in which county are you registered to vote?
Say that one more time.
Yes. In which county are you registered to vote? Is it Bernalillo?
Yeah, Bernalillo.
Okay. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or a political party, a political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1980.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
A master's degree.
Thank you very much. Now, just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely are you, would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you not at all likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now changing topics for a moment. I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you've heard of the person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. The first one we have is Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or strongly unfavorable?
Strongly.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez.
Undecided.
And between somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable, where do you fall?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Yvette Harrell. I'm sorry.
Unfavorable.
And is that strongly unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Favorable.
And is that strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Strongly favorable.
Thank you. And last we have Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or strongly favorable?
Strongly favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be taxes, national security and foreign affairs, protecting democracy, crime and drugs, the environment and climate change, illegal immigration and border security, government spending and the debt, healthcare, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, education, the economy and jobs, social security and Medicare, or abortion?
Rob, you said to pick one?
Which one? I'm sorry?
You said just to pick one?
One or two as the most important issues.
The environment and then Social Security.
And Social Security and Medicare. Thank you very much. I'm thinking again about the upcoming November elections. How interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any option. Thank you. Now, thinking more about some more about this year's November elections. As you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
And would you say you definitely will vote for Kamala Harris or probably vote for?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Now, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Harrell, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez.
And is that definitely Vasquez or probably Vasquez?
Definitely.
Thank you. Next, as we wrap up the survey, I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez. Or if it makes no difference to your vote, you can say so as well. First, we have Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats.
No change.
And no difference. Then we have Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and would kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools.
No change.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez. Has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with a record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history.
No change.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, "It's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else."
No difference.
Thank you very much. Then we have Gabe Vasquez, about the last one, or does it make you more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him? Comfortable with it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have, as crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the border. I'm sorry, let me restart. As crossing our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico.
No change, no difference.
Thank you. Then we have, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country.
Hey,
Gabe Vasquez. Hello?
Stop. Sorry, my dog started growling.
That's fine. Now, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs to our country and local communities.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have, well, New Mexico families are struggling to get by. Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants, and Vasquez also praised the plan to expand federal student aid and set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down. Let's just get rid of it immediately.
Be mine. No difference.
Thank you. Then we have, while crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border.
No difference.
Thank you. And now, third to last, we have, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word.
No difference.
Thank you. And last for this section is Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parental Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school.
No difference.
Thank you very much. Now, as a way to confirm, now that you've heard some more information, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Harrell, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez.
And is that a probably Vasquez or definitely Vasquez?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions about yourself for statistical purposes only. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian or Pacific Islander?
White.
Thank you very much. And for statistical purposes only, were you yourself born in the United States or in another country?
In the United States.
Thank you. And was one or both of your parents born in another country, or were they both born in the United States?
They were both born in the United States.
Thank you very much. Just let me sure I get the right one. Just a moment. Thank you. Now, when you watch television or stream programs at home, is that mostly in Spanish or in English or equally in both?
English.
Thank you very much. And are you currently single and never married, unmarried, living with a partner, married, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single, never married.
Thank you very much. And now, for statistical purposes only, despite how you may feel today, please tell me, for whom did you vote in the election for president in November 2020? Was it Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.